Well, what I mean, most of what I've been thinking about lately is our algorithms as the as like sort of the fundamental hidden physics of everyday life. And I got interested in it because of what's happening 50 blocks away down Wall Street. That what's happening to the market is that basically it's 70% of it is being run by a bunch of algorithms that are being designed, by the way, by physicists, right? Because economists don't even have the skills to be able to model what they have to model. And the ways that a bunch of physicists are designing the operating system that is the global economy and how that's actually affecting even the structure of the city. There's a whole long narrative about happens, which has to do with network latency and why certain buildings have to be relocated to other parts of the city in order to optimize the city for the algorithms that are running the market.
Is that happening?
That is happening.
Ooh.
Yeah. So basically, if you're running algorithms trying to game the operating system, that is Wall Street. Of weapons that you're disposing. One of them is speed. And
geographic, so you're next to the
network. It's called a carrier hotel. It's at 60 Broad Street. And so at 60 Broad Street is sort of, it's basically where the internet kind of like comes up.
Is that a known fact? It's not conspiracy theory?
No, it's just economics.
Who owns 60 Broad?
That is a good question. I don't know. So it was originally the Telegraph Company.
Oh,
it was a Western Union. It was originally the Western Union building, and it's where the telegraph wires come up. So now it's where the internet comes up. And if you're doing what's called high frequency trading, you want to be as close to what's called the carrier hotel as possible. And because being a mile away is like about 4 milliseconds. So now. Yeah, and so now, like the real estate around 60 Broad Street is some of the most valuable real estate in New York City. And those buildings get hollowed out, and they take all the furniture out, all the people, and they just put in servers and run steel under the floor because they're heavy. And so the actual sort of like urban planning in New York City is being designed more like a microchip than like a city in any conventional terms. And all that's happening because of the way those algorithms are written, right? And this is sort of what's interesting to me these days. This is that actually, if you look under the hood of most things that are happening at this point, underneath it, somewhere there's an algorithm running.
Well, of course, there's Google, which basically is the structure of our lives.
Yes, the structure of all the information that comes in, and it feels like math, but it's actually a set of ideas, right? I mean, the idea of PageRank is there's an ethics within that. Right, which is basically that this is more valuable than this because these guys said it was more valuable, and these guys said it was more valuable, and they themselves were more valuable, which then that itself is something that gets gamed, the same way Wall Street gets gamed, and so they have to modify their algorithm. And basically, what's happening with Google is the same thing that's happening on Wall Street, which is that you have one algorithm that tells you what time it is, whether that time is money or information or whatever, and then you have everybody sort of trying to effectively attack that algorithm. The algorithm modifies itself, and so these things that are happening, and the thing is that they seep into everyday life in ways that are really difficult to see. So so it's 60% of everything that people watch on Netflix, they watch because Netflix said you'd like it, right? Now that's a series of algorithms that are actually being modified all the time to take into account human behavior, like for example, people who rate movies on Monday rate them lower than they do on Friday, right? And they're constantly modifying the algorithm to try to figure out how can we give you a better experience when you rent that movie. But again, these are ideas.
That's quite beautiful, and they're behavioral ideas.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's a way to take science and make it become something.
Difficile, c'est presque un euphémisme de regarder la une de libération nucléaire.
Several women,